Virgin most prudent.
Pray for us.
Virgin most venerable.
Pray for us.
Virgin most faithful.
Pray for us.
Mirror of justice.
Pray for us.
Cause of our joy.
Pray for us.
Spiritual vessel.
Pray for us.
Our Lady of Mount Carmel.
Pray for us.
Seat of wisdom.
Pray for us.
Seat of wisdom.
Pray for us.
Seat of wisdom.
Pray for us.
One of your members once wrote, "Those who want to live their devotion to Our Lady of Mount Carmel to the full must follow Mary into the depths of her interior life. Carmel is the symbol of the contemplative life, the life wholly dedicated to the quest for God, wholly oriented toward intimacy with God. And the one who has best realized this highest of ideals is Our Lady herself, Queen and Splendor of Carmel." Carmel is a place of reflection, and Mary is the perfect model of that prayer and reflection. And she pondered these things in her heart. Mary has a true wisdom, different from the worldly wisdom that Paul speaks of in his letter to the Corinthians. She doesn't always know the answer, but she always sought to be the maidservant of the Lord, a person of true wisdom. And biblical wisdom is essentially a practical wisdom. Biblical wisdom is how to live properly in this life. Proverbs, Job, Ecclesiastes, Sirach, Wisdom of Solomon, the Psalms, the Song of Songs, the wisdom literature. This would have been the wisdom literature on which Mary reflected, the biblical literature of wisdom. And since the Jewish people of biblical times did not have this concept of afterlife, except for that shadowy existence of Sheol, the believing Israelite had to find God in this life, in the here and the now, because for them that's all there was. And so a life of faith and of hope and of love had to be lived solely for the glory of God and not for some future reward. And that isn't a bad stance for us to take. We don't praise God because we want to get to heaven. Praise God because we want to praise Him in the here and now. And perhaps at the crucifixion, as she reflected, she may have reflected on Sirach. Accept whatever befalls you. In crushing misfortune, be patient. For in fire, gold is tested. And certainly the section on wisdom itself from the Book of Wisdom describes both wisdom and Mary. For in her is a spirit, intelligent, holy, unique, manifold, subtle, agile, clear, unstained, certain. For she is an aura of the might of God and the pure effusion of the glory of the Almighty. Therefore, naught that is sullied enters into her. For she is the refulgence of eternal light, the spotless mirror, the power of God, the image of goodness. For there is naught God loves, be it not one who dwells with wisdom. For she is fairer than the sun, surpasses every constellation of the stars. Compared to light, she takes precedence. And so we pray for the gift of wisdom. Our Lady of Mount Carmel,
pray for us.
Mary, Seat of Wisdom,
pray for us.